Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. As Labour Day was marked around the world on Sunday to celebrate the progress made by workers, in Cyprus it descended into a spat between the government and main opposition party AGEL. The results of AGEL policies are still fresh in the memory of workers, government spokesman Marios Pelecanos said after charges made by the leader of the left-wing party earlier in the day. He said AGEL policies led to uncontrolled employment, with young scientists being forced to emigrate and thousands of households resorting to social groceries. The current government, he added, not only reversed the climate but also created conditions of unprecedented growth. AGEL General Secretary Stefanos Stefanou had accused the DC government of widening the gap between workers and employers and said the country could not stand another 5 years of DC rule. In his own comments, President Nikos Anastasiades said the protection of workers' rights has been a priority for the government since it came into power. During the pandemic, the government spent 3.2 billion euro to safeguard jobs, Anastasiades said. Anastasiades also added that improvements for workers were introduced by his government, such as the introduction of a guaranteed minimum income, the gradual restoration of rights abolished in 2012, the reintroduction of the cost of living allowance, and the reform of the social welfare system. Other policies include a national minimum wage, the adoption of paternity leave, and pension reform. Staying on politics, AGEL MP Irini Karalambidou said if she was asked by the party to stand as its candidate for the presidential elections in 2023, she would say yes. In an interview with Daily Filelefteros, she said the party should follow a system similar to that in countries abroad to pick a candidate by having primaries so that grassroots members of the party are also able to have a say. Karalambidou said she backed cooperation for the presidential elections to signal a change in the culture of governance, with transparency, zero tolerance for corruption, management of the economy with the primary interest of the citizen. AGEL is set to announce who it is backing in June. Nicosia CID is investigating a case of attempted murder after a man was stabbed with a knife in the centre of town Sunday lunchtime. As a result of a fight that broke out in the old town, one man was injured and a second arrested. The injured person was taken to Nicosia General Hospital, while the arrested man has reportedly been involved with the police before in similar incidents. Elsewhere, a 20-year-old man remains intubated in the burns unit of Nicosia General Hospital following an incident before the start of the Anorthosis Apollona football game in Larnaca on Saturday. Fans of the two sides started small fires with fireworks in a field opposite the stadium. Five police cars were also damaged in the incident. During the exchange, the 20-year-old suffered burns to various parts of his body. He had reportedly been out walking his dog and when he returned to his home near the stadium, saw a fire in the field. He went to try and put it out when a Molotov cocktail was thrown at him. And finally, this summer is looking to be a busy one for Bafos Airport, with 59 destinations in 21 countries connected through flights by 15 airlines that will gradually exceed 250 per week, Transport Minister Yanis Karousos said over the weekend. This year's tourist traffic is expected to rise by 50% compared to 2021. Karousos also pointed out the importance of the establishment of a Bafos Athens route throughout the year. A further important project for tourism, he said, was the expansion of the harbour in Lachi, which he described as a popular destination for quality tourism and also an attraction for locals. The aim is to create infrastructure for new berths, new quays and wave breakers at a total cost of 45 million euro.
That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.